Remember, voting is a constitutional right. Get registered and vote. This morning we will endeavor to bring you great spirituals written from the souls of men and women who were deprived of many things we now enjoy. Roberta Martin Singers, come on in the room.
Come on in the room, Lord Jesus, with me you will. Oh, if you will, you find your unthinkable God in the room.
The Ragsdale Mortuary, a familiar name in the funeral profession for over 55 years, has obligated itself to the public it serves. Funeral services at the Ragsdale Mortuary are given the very highest and dignified care. The staff at the Ragsdale Mortuary includes 3 licensed embalmers and 2 apprentice embalmers, plus 2 well-qualified funeral directors. Though the staff services, and facilities at the Ragsdale Mortuary exceed all requirements, the services cost less, and the funerals are more complete. Miss Mahalia Jackson, tell the world about this. Sally Morton Singers, I Need Him.
Thank you.
Mr. Lincoln J. Ragsdale, president of the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company, director of the Ragsdale Mortuary, vice president of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, and chairman of the Labor and Industry Committee of the NAACP, has a progress report at this time. Mr. Ragsdale.
In behalf of the NAACP, I want to personally thank all of you who came out and helped us when we were working on the El Rey Cafe. For 2 weeks we marched and sit in and prayed in that the El Rey Cafe would do away with racial discrimination and would treat all people alike. We're pleased to announce that we have accomplished this mission, that the proprietors of the El Rey Cafe will now serve everybody. And also we want to report to you and ask you for your continuous prayers that the work of the NAACP will continue. Our president of the NAACP, Reverend George Brooks, has given his consent that he would run for the school board election in the Roosevelt School District. The Roosevelt School District is on the south side of Phoenix. All the people living in the Broadway area and the Rosen Road area south of the riverbed are in the Roosevelt School District. We encourage those of you who will register to vote and come out and cast a vote on the 1st of October for Reverend George Brooks. We need your support. This is one way that we can do away with de facto segregation, where all of our children are forced to go to one school because of their color, because of their speech. Come out and help Reverend Brooks. Call him on the phone and give him your support. He needs your support in order to be in this election. I want to thank all the many friends and let you know that we are getting some jobs. The Valley National Bank, we find two Negroes working in the Valley National Bank for the first time in history, doing something besides janitorial work and working in the kitchen. We ask you to stop by Haney's store and visit with a Negro salesman there named Ben Hartley, a Christian young man who's a member of the First Episcopal Baptist Church. Come in and ask for Ben Hartley. He's a salesman there, selling on the first floor of Haney's store. Stop by and just tell him that you appreciate seeing one of our members working in a decent job besides doing janitorial work. We need your support in helping us to complete the enrollment for school. We have about 75 people who have dropped out of school who want to get their high school diplomas. We need at least 75 more to complete the enrollment for the three schools that we are establishing. Please stop by this week at the Valley Life Insurance Company at 1140 East Washington Street and ask for Mr. Austin Coleman, your announcer, or for anyone in the office will help you to get your papers to enroll in school. It's a free school. We have many opportunities. We need this week at least 25 young men between the ages of 18 and 28 who want to be apprentice, to take an apprenticeship training. They'll be paid for this, to learn to be carpenters, cement finishers, sheet mill workers, plumbers, electricians. Any young man who's finished high school between the ages of 18 and 28, please contact Reverend Brooks or myself or the Urban League. We have these job openings and we need your support. Continue to pray for us, hold a good thought for us, and support us in this effort, because with you and with God's support, we can make it.
Thank you, Mr. Ragsdale, for those very fine words. We continue with music at this time. The Sally Morton Singers, The Old Ship of Zion. The Old Ship of Zion. Thank you. Insurance Company has the distinction of being the first domestic life insurance company in Arizona, owned and operated by people of color. We at the Valley Life do not feel satisfied with the distinction alone. We are striving to be the greatest company in the insurance profession. And for this reason, the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company now features new insurance plans for you and your family at a new low premium rate. If you are looking for a savings, call the friendly office of the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company at 1140 East Washington, and competent personnel will serve you at your earliest convenience. That's the office of the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company, growing with Arizona. Next selection this morning will be "Lord Remember Me" by the Gospel All Stars.
Oh, the day long.
Lord, remember me.
To thee.